Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, our suffering servant, the one who came to give his life as a ransom for all of our sins. Amen. Our text today is the Old Testament reading, Jeremiah 31, this wonderful promise of a new covenant, a new contract God will make with people. We pray. Gracious Lord, pour out the Holy Spirit upon us this day. Open our ears that we would hear. Open our hearts that we would believe. Open our minds. Bless us as we now hear and learn. Bless the preaching and teaching of the Holy Word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, everyone here today needs a pen or a pencil. Do you have a pen or a pencil? No one's scrambling to get a pen or a pencil. You think you're having a quiz. No quiz, Pat. Elizabeth, no quiz, so get out your pen or pencil. No test. You need a pen or a pencil to sign your name. Give your John Hancock. After hearing the Old Testament reading, Jeremiah 31, you heard it, I read it. God there declares a new covenant he will make with us, a new contract. And if, as we look at it, what a contract God offers the world, he offers you and me and the whole world. What a contract. Covenant, very similar to a contract. An agreement. And after we learn about this contract, even before we learn about it, as you read about it, we ought to sign our name saying, I sign my name to the contract. That's what you do with a contract. When you agree to it, you sign your name. I agree to the terms. I want the contract. I want to be involved in the contract. So get out your pen and pencil. You want to sign your name right after that Old Testament lesson. Sign your name right after that Old Testament lesson. Put your big John Hancock there. I agree to the terms. I accept the contract. I believe. I have confidence. I want to be in the contract, God. That's called faith. Faith that little August is given today. Let me say four things about the contract, the new covenant. And oh, how we want to sign it. First of all, notice, if you will, the salary and benefits. Whenever we consider a contract, one of our first questions is, what's in it for me? What's the salary? What's the benefits? What are you going to do for me as part of the contract? And then I may or may not sign it, depending on what you do for me. Notice what God's going to do for us. I will put my law within you. I will write it on your hearts. I will be your God, and you will be my people. God's going to, in summary, going to give us a new heart. He's going to put his word in our hearts. With that comes faith. With that comes the Holy Spirit. With that comes love for God, love for the neighbor. I'm a new person. New creation is the talk here. All that happens in Jesus. Anybody here need a new heart? Or your heart is just fine? You want a new heart? Sign the contract. I don't know about you. My old heart's pretty evil and sinful and selfish and greedy and everything else. God, put your word in my heart. Write it in my heart. That I believe in you and love my neighbor. Renew me. There's more. No longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. The teaching here, in summary, is God's going to be close up and personal in the new covenant. You're going to know me. Know here doesn't just mean you're going to have some mental, intellectual knowledge. Know means faith and participation and love. It's a relationship. It's the same word when the Bible says Adam knew Eve. It doesn't mean that Adam thought about Eve, but he knew her in a personal, real way. Union. And so I'm going to know you. It's going to be union between you and me. No more separation. We're going to be united again. And that happens in Christ. The old covenants, Mount Sinai, stay away. The curtain, the Ark of the Covenant, stay away. You're a sinner. I'm holy. There's distance. We cannot be united because of your sin. In the new covenant, the new contract, Jesus comes, Jesus dies, he rises, and so we're one with God again, united, peace, love, closeness, it's personal, we hear, we eat and drink, God is here, no curtains, no distance, the Lord right here with us. I don't say the Lord be near you, I say the Lord be with you. And what do you say? We realize what that means? The holy, righteous God on high being with sinful people? How can it possibly happen and I don't get killed for it? Because he forgives. He gave Jesus. And then the summary of the new covenant that stands out. Underline this, the main benefit of all of this. For I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Underline that, sign your name, accept it, believe it, confidence in it. That in Christ, God forgives our iniquity. He doesn't hold it against us, all the wretched things we do. He will not hold it against us, does not count it against us. And there's a little bit more. I won't even remember it. I won't even remember it. I will treat you as if you never even sinned. Now that's amazing. We can never do that as humans. We might forgive, but we always, in the back of the mind, remember. And we lack a little trust in that person. My little dogs make a little mess on the floor at home, and I forgive them, and I wipe up the mess, but I remember what they did. And there's no treat, buddy. No treat now. You pooped in the house. No treat. And no lap either. You're not, get off my lap for a while. Go to your doghouse. No lap, no treats for a while, because you made a mess in the house. God doesn't stick us in the doghouse. God says, come to my lap, to little August. Come to my lap and abide with me. I will treat you as if you never even sinned. I won't even remember it. There's no downside to the contract. Show me a downside. You have a new home. The new home in Christ is called heaven. Gold, pearly gates, diamonds. I think we all want that. We have a daily allowance. Our daily allowance is forgiveness of sins and forgiveness of sins and grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's our daily allowance. We have free transportation. It's called the Christian church, which transports us to heaven. You have your own personal attendant in the contract. He's called the Holy Spirit. He's right here with you personally. And oh, what a retirement plan. It's out of this world, literally. Heaven. Sign the contract. No downside to the benefits. Second thing, notice our responsibilities. Of course, when you read a contract, you're going to do this. Now, what do I got to do? Well, read Jeremiah 31. What are you required to do here? What does God say that we have to do? Nothing. This is a one-sided contract, if you read the language. Totally one-sided. God doesn't do 50% and you do 50%. God doesn't do 75 and you do 25. God doesn't do 95 and you have your 5. God does it all, 100%, all of it. Read the contract. It's right there. God does it all in Christ. The old contract is Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai you hear the law. You shall have no other gods. You shall not use God's name in vain. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You. It's on you now. And if you don't do it, you're going to be fired literally in hell. And that's the old contract. It's all on you to obey. And we don't, so we deserve to be fired. The new contract is Jesus. He is the new covenant, Jesus. And Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. I am life. I. I am the I am. And at the cross he says, it is done. It is finished. I did it all for you. Just receive it in faith. Hear it. Believe it. Eat and drink of it. And receive it. It's a one-sided contract. Sign the contract. Ann and I went to the Orangery this past week. We had a gift certificate, a very large gift certificate, so it cost us nothing. It was free. And at the Orangery, if you've been there, a very nice restaurant, we had tomato basil soup. Not exactly Pastor Busher's favorite, but not a bad appetizer. And a salad and good bread. Ann had steak and some kind of lobster crepe thing. I had steak. And I might have eaten a little bit of her steak. Little crab meat, asparagus, potatoes. And after that, an amaretto brownie thing that we ate, cup of coffee. All for free, gift certificate. What was Ann and I's responsibility at that meal? To open our mouth and eat. All we had to do, show up, open your mouth and chew and swallow and eat. And that's the Christian church. God prepares a feast of salvation for the ears and for the mouth. You come. You got to come, though. It's called faith. It doesn't just appear in your mouth at home as you sleep. Come, open your mouth, eat and drink of salvation, the body and blood of the Lord. You're saved, you're forgiven, hear the word of God, be washed like August, be renewed in your baptism through confession and absolution. It's all right here. You just come and believe and receive it. Sign the contract. What are you waiting for? What's the length of the contract is another question. Well, how long is the contract? Is God going to be this nice where God forgives our sins and remembers our iniquity? God's going to do all this? How long is God going to do this before he's fed up with us and sick of us and says, get out of here. I'll try something else. Well, read the contract. Any time limitations here? This is for a year. We'll try it out. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and then we'll see how it's going. It's an endless contract. It's God's standing offer to the world in Christ. His arms are out at Calvary's cross. His arms are out. My standing offer as I hang on a cross. I love you. I forgive you. There's salvation. There's peace. Come and receive. You have this offer to you as long as you breathe. Some get it on the contract early. August got in at the age of 3 here. Some, when they're 3 weeks, he's in the contract. God brought him in by the Holy Spirit. God wrote his name in heaven. He's in the contract now. And some get in late. The thief on the cross, he barely made it into the contract. But he believed. And Jesus said what? Today you shall be with me in paradise. But don't wait that long. Don't wait that long. Your dying breath. Sign the contract. Believe. Be baptized. Do it now. Bring your friends. Bring your children. What are you waiting around for? You know, I heard on the news this week, it was on the national news, of what a pastor asked his congregation. You know what this TV preacher asked for from his congregation? He asked for a plane. Because he travels around and preaches. He needs a plane. Not any old plane. A $65 million private jet. And you folks think I'm greedy for asking for a little bit of steak. And maybe fudge at Christmas time. Really, it's true. He wants a $65 million jet from his congregation to fly around and do whatever he does. I don't need a jet. Neither do you. Because I have Jesus. I got Jesus today. I'll have him tomorrow. And he will fly me way beyond anything on this earth. He will take us to paradise. And finally, note, the contract is guaranteed. You also ask that. Is it a guaranteed contract or can you break the contract along the way? It's a guaranteed contract. Notice all the I wills. You might want to circle them in the contract. I counted, I might have missed one. 7 times God says, I will. I will, I will, I will. Say with me, I will, I will, I will, I will. That's kind of interesting. 7 times, perfect number, perfect contract. 7 times, I will, I will, I will, all the time. God does not say, I might do this, I could do this, I'm trying to do this, but I will do this. When the Lord here says he's going to make a contract, that's the language, make a contract. Literally in the Hebrew, the word is cut. Literally the language means I'm going to cut a new contract with you. The old contract was cut in stone. God took his great finger and wrote the Ten Commandments on 2 stone tablets. He cut stone and wrote the commandments. Permanency is the idea. It's changeless. You can't change it, society. You can't make up your own rules. It's permanent. It's guaranteed. This is the law for all nations, all peoples, all cultures, all time. Don't make up your own rules. Well, where is the new covenant cut? God cuts a new contract. It's cut in the body of his son. This is the meaning of the nails and the crown of thorns and the back and the spear. God is cutting a new contract in the flesh of his son. The nails, new contract, you're forgiven. The feet, new contract, you're forgiven. The crown of thorns cut in his head, new contract, you're forgiven. The side, new contract, you're forgiven. The back, new contract, you're forgiven. That's how guaranteed this is. It's bound up in the cutting of Jesus' own body. And he rose again and the scars are still there. He says, I say, the contract's here. I rose again. It's guaranteed forever. For God to break his end of the contract, God would have to undo the cross. Go back in time and undo the cross and undo the resurrection and then there'd be no contract. I don't think God's going to do that anytime soon. Guaranteed. I, like you, get a lot of checks in the mail that say Paul Buscher, $1,000, Paul Buscher, $10,000. You get those too, don't you? It's a check. It looks like a check, feels like a check, has the shape of a check, and then you read on it in the fine print, this is not a real check. It's one of those fake scams you get it to. Not a real check. You can't go cash it. You got to do something to whatever. You throw it away. It's fake. It's phony. It's not real. The new contract, Jeremiah 31, is real. It's not fake. It's not phony. It's real. Christ was born. He died. He rose. Real body, real blood. Nothing fake here. Real body, real blood, crucified and risen. Real absolution, real water, real Holy Spirit, real forgiveness. It's all real. God's real. And He's here. Have you signed your name yet? When you leave church, I'm going to check all your bulletins and see if you signed your name. I probably won't do that, but Pat, maybe I should. Believe it. Put your confidence in it. Be baptized, and if you haven't been baptized, receive the Lord's Supper to confirm it. Sign the contract. Do it today. Amen. We stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray.